Okay.
Here you are. Almost ready. Nick and Nora's here.
Does he have more?
I have a lot.
Oh, I thought this was the last beer.
No.
Oh, that's good news.
That's not nearly the last
beer.
Oh,
my God. I feel better already.
Does anyone want some Albertsons whiskey?
Is that the famous Albertsons whiskey?
They haven't listened to the last couple podcasts. They don't know.
God, can I smell this?
Yeah, you can smell it. Then decide. Do you want a halfer?
No, fuck
that. A one-thirder. A quarter.
You know, I can... It's not me, I guess, that you have to convince. It's him.
Yeah.
Me? No. No, no.
Val, do you want some?
To drink.
No, thanks.
You to walk home.
I'm not walking home.
I'm
fuck
not
you.
Fucking driving you if I'm drinking this.
Oh, that's fine. I Peter see. Can drive me.
You could stay here.
I could stay here.
He looks at the whiskey.
Hey, buddy, you could give me a hand job. That's
not all right. Well, let's do this.
Shh. Val, don't cock block me.
Get this door, and then we'll start.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you stayed.
I'm not staying.
I'm glad you're staying
for
we're
5 minutes.
We're not recording yet. Why are we shouting?
Oh, we're recording.
Are we?
Oh, shit!
Okay, you guys ready to start for real?
Yeah.
Well, if you're saying that now, that means we haven't started.
No. It's from the start. From when the theme song begins, it's 5 minutes.
Because
this could all get cut out anyway. Here we go.
But it won't.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do.
So bored.
It's time to go. It will make you brand new.
High five. Smells like
if you don't like it, fuck it.
Yeah, this is for you. This is one of Val's favorite songs.
It's a good song.
Do you know what the lyrics are?
No, but it sounds like AC/DC.
It's not about love.
It's about blood.
Exactly.
Is it AC/DC?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
It's criminal!
Are you gonna sing?
Val, sing!
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. We have Nicanor. Alec. Val. Val, briefly. Now, Val, I picked this song for you because we're about to hear If You Want Blood, You've Got It. But you had a different take on the song.
Yeah. I thought it was...
Let me help you. Get ready. If you want love...
You got it.
You got it.
You thought AC/DC was saying
love
nice.
On the streets, love in the docks, love in the gutter.
Love in the gutter is
Val,
the best
yeah, I was going to say, I like love
romantic.
In the docks.
I mean, there is love on the sheets, I guess, instead of blood, which is better.
It could be both.
Blood on the sheets is a little grotesque.
I mean, that's
it
just...
happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, every girl
accidents
starts...
Accidents happen.
Yeah, you don't know.
I like to drain them of their blood first.
Like a vampire?
100%.
Do you wear a scarf?
I mean, yeah, I wear a scarf in the winter.
You and Harry Potter both.
I wear a scarf in the winter.
So, Val, are you going to stay for the whole podcast?
Not tonight, Alex.
Yeah, you've still got 3 minutes, so if you got some... We made Val... Actually, why don't we do this? Because we sort of coerced Val into staying.
Sort of.
What?
By a story. Do you want to retell the story of your culinary
experience? Oh, yeah. This sounds pretty good. So I thought that you could keep ground beef, not frozen, just regular old refrigerated ground beef
right.
for a month.
Yeah.
Everybody laughed at me because I don't know how to cook.
Here's what was funny about
it. You need to know.
Because it was like he said, I kept it for way too long. And the deal was he would say how long if Val would promise to stay for 5 minutes.
I promised to tell her. And I was going to lie.
Yeah.
And then when I promised to tell the truth, because I was going to say 3 weeks. Yeah. But then when Val promised, I was like, I'll tell the truth. I left it in my refrigerator for a month.
You're going to say 3 weeks
yeah.
so you didn't sound so bad.
I think.
Fuck you.
I think in your defense, Alec.
Uh-huh.
the tubey kind, I would think would last longer too.
I thought it would last like, longer than 3 to 5
than in
days.
The tray.
Yeah,
that's that probably true. Slime.
Because
thank you,
I
guys.
I feel like it's a little
slimy,
contained.
Slime. It's more like sealed. The poor person's version of grape yes. Seed, so you'd think it'd have more like preservatives.
Totally. I really thought that it was like everything else that you can keep in the refrigerator.
They have
listen,
rich cows and poor cows.
Guys, yeah, right? I can keep my sausage and, that sounds very awkward, but I can keep bacon and sausage for a month plus.
Okay.
The bacon
well, bacon's
said,
different, though.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Bacon's totally different. It's cured.
How did I know?
I don't know.
How it's didn't I know?
They put the day on it.
Actually, no. That was the other thing. There was no expiration date.
I don't know, man.
On my, I
there's
looked.
Gotta be.
I looked.
Maybe it
they
washed off.
Them
they could have.
Yeah.
With ink.
Yeah, because
it washed off with the mold of the meat. Val, don't lick the table.
You've still got another minute.
Val, you haven't even. You're not drinking with us. What are you doing?
No, but here was the best part. My favorite part of the story was then he said, "I kept it for a month." And once I started cooking it, I knew.
Here was the problem. I'll tell everybody the whole truth. I was like, I kept it for a month, and I was like, I'd like to make enchiladas.
Yeah, okay.
And then so then I read,
it's a nice treat.
I read online, and they were like, you can keep ground beef in the fridge for 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, let's just see.
No.
Well, then that's when I put it in my
so
skillet.
You knew.
Not like, skillet.
That's for those suckers who don't know what they're doing.
I just wanted to make sure that YahooAnswers.com.
Smell it and know.
I did when I opened it and I pushed it out of
and
its
you
little
still
sheath.
Decided yeah. to cook it.
No, when I pushed it out from its sheath and it was gray, I immediately grew
gray.
It.
So you didn't cook it at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I pushed it. I had preheated. And thrown it in there, and once I preheated and threw it in there, but then when I opened it, I immediately threw it away.
So can the audience know what you ended up eating that night?
Yeah, what did you have?
Oh, I don't know, probably grilled cheese sandwich. I make grilled cheese and eggs pretty goddamn well, everybody.
Grilled cheese, everyone.
I can make you some American cheese, or some cheddar cheese, or some Mexican.
Whoa,
yeah.
Depending if I'm feeling south of the border.
Whatever the fuck you want, my friend.
Wow.
We have salsa
don't
in the fridge.
Whatever the fuck you want, my friend.
Have a shot with
me. Could run a restaurant. Oh, yeah. Albertson's Whiskey.
Woo!
Almost halfway through.
That's disgusting. All right.
Someone's got to carry this for a second.
Val?
Oh, God. That's a lot of pressure.
So are you going to leave now? I mean, you've done your time. Or you could, I'd love it if you stayed.
We'd appreciate it.
We've got
we would
some,
all.
Here's,
I would just like to think about it and not have anyone say anything about it.
We won't
I mean,
talk
that's
about
not
you.
Gonna
so,
be. That seems
weather,
very
guys?
Unlikely. I don't think we could just be like, okay, well.
Nicanor's here.
Yeah, Nicanor, how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you very much.
I like when you take a brief second to get ready to be radio. I'm okay.
I've been practicing all week.
Wow.
This
goes out
voice.
To Katie. Huh?
Yeah, this is sexy.
Katie, this
long
one's
distance,
for you.
Say long distance dedication.
Long distance dedication.
No, do it like that one guy.
Casey.
Yeah,
Casey
Kasem. Nicanor Diaz.
What, me?
Yeah.
Why did
who?
You just type sexy?
Who am I imitating?
I was going to play a song that was sexy, and I thought if I typed in sex,
hey guys,
something sexy would come
I'm
up.
Peter looks
I
at porn when we're doing podcasts, and he's bored.
I just type sexy.
He's
and
just
see
like,
what
big breasts.
Yeah, all right. What do you want to dedicate to Katie long distance?
What do I want to dedicate?
Yeah, you have to say, like, this dedication goes out to Katie long distance from Nicanor. He says a bunch of shit.
Yeah, a bunch of stupid shit.
And then the song happens.
It doesn't matter.
This
ass.
Dedication goes to...
We have to pick a song first.
And oh. Don't say it like you're dead.
And there aren't I'm very many dead. Good ones that have sex in them. There's one called Let Me Put My Love Into You.
Ooh, is that AC/DC too?
Yeah. That's,
I thought so.
You could stick with the theme.
You Fuck don't yeah. have the LMFAO, I'm sexy and I know it.
God, no.
But ooh, I am.
This is perfect.
Sexy and I know it. And so does Katie know it.
I agree.
She
wait.
Knows
do
it.
Do you have any George Michael?
He puts his love so. Into
and
cops.
God, have babe.
Right?
Babe. Is that George Michael?
Remember when he got arrested for soliciting oral sex to a police officer in a bathroom?
Well, I mean, he wasn't trying to find a cop.
No, he wasn't trying to find a cop, but he was trying to find oral sex.
What was the deal with that? Was that cop supposed to be undercover?
Yeah.
To get proposition for sex? That's ridiculous.
I know, isn't that?
That's very
like
silly.
Like police officers are getting paid to.
Did you find a good one?
I was just reading this.
So here's the deal. I've got a bunch of medical questions.
All right.
Because I thought we could go around the table and do some medical questions. Because you guys are pretty qualified.
Val's got a PhD.
That. Tell us about your qualifications.
Val,
why don't
first.
You start, Val?
I feel sick a lot. Sometimes I feel so sick I curl up into a ball.
Would you say you feel sick right now?
I do, yeah.
Do you have tummy problems often?
Yeah. Last night I threw up because I ate some pie and then I had a sweat nap.
What kind
sweat
of pie?
Nap.
A what's sweat nap is when...
It's a band from the 80s. Sweat nap.
A sweat nap is when it's like the middle of the day and you fall asleep and it's really hot. It's like 90 degrees.
I've had those.
Wake up all sweaty and feel terrible.
Yeah.
I hate those.
That's every nap I've ever had.
If you just ate like a bunch of sugar and then have a sweat nap, it's not good.
What happens then?
Then you throw up pie.
What kind of pie?
Coconut cream pie.
Well, that's not so bad to throw up.
That's a lie.
What was the crust like?
It was half coconut cream and half what?
That was French silk.
How did you know it was two things?
She told me earlier.
Why are you trying to lie on this show?
I don't know. I just thought that was something
people need to know.
I thought we were doing
Why
it
were
for
you having a half and half pie? Or do you have two pieces of pie? How many? How
there
much
were
pie
like
did you have?
Two pieces of pie that were both half eaten, and I was like, "I'm gonna eat
roommate?
The rest of both of these pies."
Where were the pies from?
Perkins.
How many? So how many pounds of pie did you eat? I mean, maybe that's
seven.
I'd say two.
That's a lot of pie. French silk is very light.
Don't judge Val for being honest on the show.
Exaggerating on
I'm not judging that. I'm just saying maybe the sickness wasn't just sickness. Maybe it's like I ate 2 pounds of pie and then I got ill.
In defense of Val, though, I've had those midday naps.
Thanks, Alec.
Where you no, because I don't usually nap. This. You're welcome.
That's going to be the title of your first album, In Defense of Val.
In Defense of Val. No, I've had those midday naps where you wake up and you're like, I've got a vomit.
Yep.
And vomit. And I also have clinical depression.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I hate those naps. I'm so angry.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah,
to me
I wake
too.
Up super sad and angry and fucked up.
It's like, what am I doing with my life?
Yes.
Why don't I just go to bed now?
Seriously, it's like 7:30 or 8. I'm so glad you guys
know
what I'm talking about. Nika's like shaking his head. No,
what the fuck are you?
It's awful. We're American.
Do you
motherfucker.
Take naps? What happens when you take a nap?
I get sleep paralysis.
Mm.
I'm not fucking depressed when I wake up. I'm actually thankful.
That was so rude, Alex.
You're just happy to wake up because you're paralyzed.
Yeah, you've never gotten
and attacked
sleep
by demons.
Do you have bad dreams?
No.
Get attacked. They just
I
hang out.
Get attacked. No, there's no demons. I just try to move and I can't.
So it's super not scary sleep paralysis.
I know what's going on. I guess some people have really bad cases of sleep paralysis. This is one guy I was reading that. Would see this little old lady sitting in a chair staring at him as he was sleeping, and he would try to get up, and then the old lady would walk up to him with a knife.
This is creeping me out.
This is
and
great.
Cut
Please
him
stop.
Open and take his insides, and he was sitting there, and he couldn't move.
When I was a kid, I had sleep paralysis dreams.
So apparently, the body doesn't know that you're waking up. No, the body is trying to wake up, but you're still in the end process of the REM stages, so you're sleeping.
Night swimming.
We usually call it REM.
REM.
The band REM. Michael Stipe.
You're trying to move and you can't. Sometimes you'll get up and then you'll be like, she's like,
the hell is wide eyed and nodding.
Do you have this
no,
a lot,
I was,
Val?
I was actually just singing Night Swimming. I wasn't listening to
You could
to
do
your
it out
story.
Loud. I mean,
yeah,
it's an
please
audio.
Do.
It wouldn't be bad if in the middle of a story we just heard,
deserves a quiet. When you said REM, all I could think was, everybody hurts.
So when you have night paralysis, sleep paralysis, what happens to you?
Nothing. It's just,
you're just
annoying.
You're just
I know what's
paralyzed.
Going on, and I try to wake myself up, and I can't. And I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Just wake up. And then I'll be like walking around, and in 2 seconds, I'll be laying wherever it is that I'm sleeping.
Whoa.
Does your dog lick your face?
No, he's elsewhere.
You need to train him to know when you're in sleep paralysis so and wake you up.
Yeah, save me.
Like a seizure dog.
Yeah.
There's such a thing?
There is such a thing.
Seizure dogs?
Yeah, like they can tell when you're going to have a seizure. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they start going nuts.
What do they do, though? I mean, besides go nuts, how do they stop the seizure?
To, well, it's,
they
you know
on
it. No.
Yeah, they bark it into the phone.
They're like, no, wow.
No, they know it's coming. Okay. So if you know you're going to have a seizure, you can like lay down on the floor
yeah,
so you don't bash your head on something.
Yeah, the dog starts doing something that tells you you're going to have a seizure in five.
So you could get in a safe place. Yeah. You won't be, or if you're driving, I guess.
Wow.
I driving a tank.
Get in the bathtub.
Yeah, yeah. They're like,
get in the bathtub.
You know, like when.
As the dog turns the water on, you'll be fine.
Is that your, like, default disaster? Yeah. Tornado.
Val's tornadoes are the same as Val's seizures. She's like, get in the basement.
Maybe curl in a ball. Mm-hmm,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too.
A hallway.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Brace yourself under a table in a ball.
Do you guys remember when we had tornado warnings in the 80s? And then later I learned that it was about bombs?
Yeah.
Because of the Cold War?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Val?
No.
Did you have to do that?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
26.
I'm surprised you guys didn't have those.
I went to
totally
Catholic
remember
school.
Oh, that's true. Catholic school, you had like devil warnings.
Well,
it was like, woo!
God was going to save us.
God would save you no matter what.
It was fine. We didn't have drills at all.
That's fair. There were no drills.
No.
It was kind of asinine because what's the difference? You're like, oh, now we're in the hallway in sort of Muslim prayer position. We'll be fine.
Atomic bombs will hit, but I'll be under my desk.
Yeah.
You guys were better off, Val.
Yeah, we had to do that. They'd be like, we're going to have a tornado drill. And you'd get in the hallway, and you got in this position where you just put your head against the wall and kneeled.
It's
and
true.
And you just sit there forever.
As this is school.
Hands on your head. Yeah.
This is something we did to be educated.
We also did Heads Up 7 Up.
And
I think they just,
oh, I love
they just
it.
I know, it was so much fun. Every time somebody would push your finger down, you were like, yeah.
They didn't have anything else to teach you that day. So it was like, let's just have a fucking tornado drill.
Every time I played Heads Up 7 Up 2, I'd be like, maybe it was that girl. Maybe she likes me. She did touch my thumb.
Every girl I was into in middle and elementary school was named
Holy
Tara.
Fuck.
We had like three Taras. All of them were great.
I remember playing that now.
Heads Up 7 Up.
What did you call it in Spanish, though?
No, this was when I was still here in third grade. You put your
10th grade?
Yes. You put your head down.
Third.
Okay. Usually they turn the lights off,
and then
too.
They would put your finger down and you had to guess
yes.
who it was?
Yes.
There'd be like three or four people.
And it was
who
so great.
Thumb putter downers.
Because
shit, I fucking totally forgot about this until you mentioned it.
They would lightly push your finger down, so you'd be like, that was the Demure girl, Valerie. And then it was always John.
Yeah, you always tried to play detective.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, he's standing closest to me, but maybe that's a clever ruse. Maybe he got me and then moved to the other side.
All these things about my life that I thought I'd forgotten just came rushing back.
The rape.
Okay, we can skip the rape.
That's fine.
I mean, this isn't a very rapey show. We don't get into that.
Medium rapey.
Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah, it's probably in the middle. If you rated all the podcasts by rapiness, it's somewhere in the middle. I'm proud of that.
The rapinator.
The rapinator. I feel like you guys are ready. So we've got these medical questions answered by Ozzy Osbourne.
Is he a doctor?
I mean,
aren't
I guess
answered
so.
Answered first by a real doctor, and then there's like a Ozzy Osbourne take on him.
Oh, I don't know.
Bark at the moon.
So. I mean, it seems like awfully put together for Ozzy.
Hey.
But I don't really know.
That's how the song goes, Val.
So do you guys want to do some questions? How do you want to do this?
How do you want to do this, my friend?
I had a plan.
Ooh. Oh, well, I don't know. You could each take turns. We could just all tag team them.
Let's tag it.
Are you just going to ask us the questions?
Yeah.
Just
okay.
You.
Just Val.
Okay.
Here's what we'll do.
Question one.
I'll ask you the question, then we will all listen to your answer and then critique your answer.
All right.
Because I don't want this to be weird. All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Can I at least like pick a chapter? Are there different?
Sure, yeah.
That's a
you
great
to
question.
Tell you what the chapters are,
Val.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
Okay, how to cure almost anything?
Okay.
Have a fucking egg, which is the truth about diet and exercise.
Oh, I thought that was more about like ovulation.
I would figure that would be too.
Pruning.
Your period.
Pruning, which is cleanliness, is next to Aussiness.
Okay.
Family.
Okay.
Surgery. General practice. That's Dr. Ozzy's A to Z of uncommon complaints. Genetics explained. Friends and arseholes. The jelly between your eyes. Ooh. Sex, romance, and ball care. These guys are fighting over here.
Do ball care. Sorry, Nika's trying to fucking stab me.
The pharmacology section.
Well, okay, you know how this should work? You should pick for me.
That's true.
And I should pick for somebody
That's
else.
That's absolutely true.
Because I can't pick my specialty. Or
you're
this
right.
This is not going to work.
You're good at this. Which one was?
I know the real answer.
Val, you're smart about this. What was the ball care one?
Okay.
That's
ball
Val's.
Care.
We're not even done.
No. Okay. I don't care. We're done now.
You don't have to ask one about ball care just from that chapter.
Oh, yeah, from this section. Let's see. I'll just start with the first one.
Okay.
How about that?
Sounds good.
Dear Val. It's pretty weird they would just put that in there. When my girlfriend takes Ambien, she turns into an insatiable sexual freak. In the morning, though, she has no memory of it. Is it wrong for me to go along with this? From Rob.
Wow.
California. Now he's in California.
Dear Rob in California.
Thanks for sticking to the format.
You're good at this.
I think that it would be pretty hard to stop her if she's, as you say, a sexual animal. So I say...
Is that what he said?
I say go for it.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, she doesn't remember.
Do you think that's
so
rape? We are
night.
Talking about rape. This show is very rapey.
Yeah, Peter's pretty rapey. Whoa, we lied earlier. When we were like, he's in the 50th percentile. Peter's more rapey than anyone I've ever met in my life.
I mean,
not rape if she agrees to it, even if she's drunk.
But if she doesn't remember it the next fucking day.
That's not rape.
Yeah, let me ask you this question.
Sometimes.
So date rape drug.
Val, you're the rapiest girl I've ever met.
Yeah, you're like,
raper. Bitch,
what's the difference?
Bitch deserves it. She wants to fuck.
Well, it seems like
she's asking
does,
for
right?
it. Is that what you're saying?
She's if she doesn't remember it.
Okay, if you're on Ambien and you go
okay.
and you're making a sandwich.
Okay. I'm with you on the metaphor so far. Turkey sandwich.
Ambien,
is
go.
Equal
then,
to rape.
And then
a
you're
dick.
Like, try to eat that sandwich. Uh-huh. But because someone knows you're on Ambien, they're like trying to take that sandwich away from you, even though...
Wow. So you're saying it's wrong to take the penis away from her. She's like, fuck me. And you're like, no. And that's,
I mean, it seems like she wants it, right?
Jesus Christ. Didn't say. This is pretty great. All right.
I mean, okay. I think I see what you're saying. Because it's like, if that was a problem... Wouldn't she say so afterwards, right?
Or
I mean,
sleep
I assume,
alone, maybe?
I assume that she knows that this has happened.
That's
now.
True. After the first time, you guys are both right. If you were like,
plus,
hey, last night after you took Ambien and you wanted me to fuck the shit out of you and I did, and she was like, I don't remember that, and then she takes Ambien that night.
It's like I used to do this thing where I'd be like, ladies, taking the date rape drug. I'm at the bar.
Right.
I don't know what's
going
to
happen.
We'll
see what happens.
But what happens, I am
and then you would wake up the next morning with Nika stroking you?
Right.
Slowly?
Yeah.
Remember Nika?
No.
Say it in Spanish.
No.
Nope. I would wake up in their other bedroom at their house and my shoes covered in vomit.
I mean,
that's
should it be happening
in the pink
every
room.
Night?
In the pink room.
No.
Peter's pink room of shame.
So Val's rule is that the rape should probably... I'm sorry. The non-remembered sexual voraciousness should happen no more than three times
the
a week?
Temporarily consensual sex.
This is how I see this going.
This is awesome.
On.
Okay.
She takes the Ambien drug for the first time, becomes a sex... crazed fiend,
or
and then
say,
he's
animal?
Like, well, I guess she wants it, so they do it. And then the next morning, this is the first time, she's like, honey, you were a fucking animal in bed last night. She's like, well, I don't remember this. He's like, that's weird. And then they do it again that same night, and then the next day, he's like, whoa, something is going on. And then he'll tell her,
yeah,
every time you fucking take this, you rape me. I don't rape you. You rape me.
That's true. Maybe he's asking, can I go on this way?
Nika's been raped. You're right. He's being taken advantage of. What the hell was that?
That was this.
I don't know.
That was that.
Okay.
That means end of question.
Okay, good. Next.
I think we should just stick with this chapter.
Chicken necks.
I mean, this is going to be the best, right?
Yes. Not necessarily. I think I'd want to hear a surgery question. Wow.
Okay, do you want someone to answer a surgery question?
Yes, I do.
Who do you want to do that?
I want Alec to answer it because he has to go to the bathroom.
No, I don't. All right.
Gosh. Oh, gosh.
Oh, Val. As long as you stay longer. A surgery question. This is good.
Okay, here we go.
No phones during the podcast.
Dear Alec.
Phone. Yes.
If I ever had to remove my own leg in an emergency, say I was trapped under something heavy while a long way from home,
keep
as in
going.
The movie 127 Hours.
Yeah, 127 shitty, boring hours.
How James difficult Franco. Would it be? Jay, from Los Angeles.
How difficult would it be to remove your own leg?
Yeah.
Well, Jay,
maybe you could say you could give like a how would you? Let's just say this.
Stupid fuck.
He's an idiot.
Because we all saw that movie or know the basis,
right?
How about we just say, if you were at home and you had to remove your own leg,
right,
for some reason,
right? If it was gangrenous,
yeah. you have access to whatever you have in your home. You know,
well,
what would be your move?
I think. You'd have to be pretty inebriated before you had to remove your own leg. I mean, are we talking bone and all?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think you
could just take the meat
off
and leave
the
bone.
I guess how difficult would it be? Advanced. That's what I would call it.
Medical degree at least.
I would say relatively difficult.
Okay, so take us through it. Alec, you're at home. Here's what happens.
All right.
You're at home.
Uh-huh. I'm reading Amazing Spider-Man Omnibus Volume 2.
Doctor Strange appears. And he's like, I know this sounds crazy, but you need to remove your leg.
Okay.
It'll come back tomorrow.
Okay.
But you need to remove it and survive the night.
Because then you're like, fuck it. I'll just cut it off.
He's like, you need to remove it.
But it's the pain.
There's nothing. You'll die. Everyone will die. You got to remove the leg. It's got to go.
First of all, you need to get a knife.
A knife.
No, but I'm
talking... Butter knife.
No, so that's my point. You've got to get a knife, my friend.
A knife.
Machete. Machete. You've got to get an instrument.
We call those Mexican knives.
Or instrument. A Mexican knife.
Okay.
You've got to get something that can cut through bone.
That was my nickname in school.
Mexican knife?
Yeah.
So
how did you get that?
Val?
I don't know.
Val, did you miss it?
They were very confused.
Miss what?
We're talking about how do you remove your leg.
Alex taking us through. He has to remove his leg.
It'll be back the next day.
He's at home. How does he do it?
Your leg is going to be back the next day?
Yeah.
That's just, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You just have to remove it somehow.
Oh.
And I said machete. And then Nika said we call that Mexican knife.
Yeah, but do you really have a machete?
Do I have a machete? Yeah, right. Of course.
You got to imagine your own home.
It's in my basement right next to my Rock Band drum kit.
No, you don't.
Machete. No, I don't have a machete.
You don't have a machete, carnal.
So it has to be something that you have.
Then in my own home currently,
right.
I will take the bread knife out of my knife set that my wife bought. Uh-huh. Thank you.
All the knives, you get the fucking bread knife.
Fuck you. There's
12-inch cleaver.
You know what?
None of them are off.
They're not serrated. I don't have a cleaver, you asshole.
A 12-inch cleavage.
Good one.
So you'd go to town with the bread knife.
I would take the bread knife, the big old bread knife, and I would saw it off.
Okay.
After having lots of alcohol.
You'd get real drunk first.
Of course.
Would you pour some on your wound as you start cutting?
Yes, because I've seen that in the movies.
That's
I know. I've seen that where they burn. Like,
would you pull like a Rambo and just put a fucking...
Didn't he kill himself in the end?
I always hate that when, like, all right, in Braveheart, you know, that guy gets, I don't know, an arm chopped off and they burn the stump.
Right.
I'd be like, listen, guys, I'm living in this horrible medieval life. Just let me die.
No, you know the worst one that I saw
was
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator, I think. He has a hole and he sets it on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And the fire comes out of both sides of his body or something.
No.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It was it was fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Don't be difficult.
And I'm pretty sure it was Predator.
You're right.
Do you want to draw a picture of Predator?
I would love to.
On this desk? Good. Because I can take a picture of it. It can be the art for this show.
God.
Oh, God. No pressure. Good. I won't do it if you don't want me to. Do you want to answer a surgery question or a sex question, Nicanor?
Or there's some other options. Don't or let some him other. Bully you into only picking.
Do you want to answer a drugs
two?
Question?
I'll answer anything, Peter.
All right.
Anything.
Thanks for saying it that way. Okay. I just heard a lot of sound effects from the bathroom.
I wish he would have shut the door.
Jesus.
You're so rude.
This is getting
just
horrible
for those
already.
Who didn't hear those. Alex said, "Yes, I am very rude."
Okay, here we go. Oh, geez, dear Nicanor, I gave my wife a vibrator as a gift.
Did you hear him laughing in the bathroom?
Here's what, guys at home. Alec got up and went to the bathroom. We can hear everything that's happening in there.
And he's laughing.
He can hear everything that's happening in here. We probably should have just taken a break. Or we should have got a long microphone cord.
If I use two microphones, is it echoey?
Yeah, it would sound horrible.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I gave my wife a vibrator as a gift.
Uh-huh.
Now, every night when she thinks I'm asleep, I can hear her using it next to me. We're barely having sex, and I'm worried I can't compete with the machine.
Who can, really, guy?
Please help. From Anonymous.
Simple.
Okay.
Just resign. It's not going to happen.
Just give up.
Get a fucking fleshlight and tell the bitch what's up.
Oh, okay.
You so compete with just... that. Well, look what I have.
We can both just have our robots.
Yeah.
Separately.
Yep.
That we can have sex with.
Just have her hold the fleshlight.
So Peter's fucking Optimus Prime.
This is good.
You just lay there and have her do... I mean, she has two hands, right? One for her vibrator, one for the fleshlight.
Maybe he could do... She could do the fleshlight. He could do the vibrator.
Yeah.
It makes me think.
All of a sudden, they're in
since
the romance.
Since he has
makes
control,
I'm listening.
An Anya Franco song. Like, both hands.
He'll purposely... Purposely not hands. Do it right.
That's good. Good advice. That sounds
lesbian humor.
And then when she's not looking,
we don't do that here.
Yeah, Val.
Yeah,
this isn't the
Val,
show.
Please.
This is neither the time nor the place.
Please.
Go get me a beer.
This is a civilized, honest to God.
Okay. What kind?
Hey, what kind? When you get busy. Him a beer, can you get me one?
The best kind.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
You sound... All right.
Val's busy drawing Predator here.
All
it's
right.
Very elaborate.
Looks
you're
pretty good.
You're taking your time. All right. Who's ready for...
That was... Guys, that was all sound and fury signifying nothing.
Did you guys hear that they were giving away vibrators in New York City?
No.
To who?
To whom?
It was a company set up two kiosks.
They're
to
vibrators.
Women,
it's to
some men. And the governor or somebody important.
The governor was giving out vibrators?
No, no, no. The governor said that this was immoral and they shouldn't be doing this. And he shut them down.
Shut it down.
Exactly. Just like that.
When I was in New York, all I got was
they gave
a set of fake nails.
10,000 vibrators before they got shut down.
Yeah. Peter didn't get fake nails.
Yeah, so
talk about this.
Fuck? Somebody on the street was handing out samples of press on
no,
nails.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
Do you still have them?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
wait. They didn't
what?
Even put them on. They just gave them to you?
Well, the whole point
it's
is you can
later.
Do them yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, DIY nails?
Yeah.
I mean, why? And then what? You call her and be like, I need some more.
You're like, she was on 9th Street.
I think they sell them at like Walgreens.
They're probably someone's actual fingernails that she got and she's selling. She's like, I get the hobos while they're asleep. That's when they're the most vulnerable in their box homes.
Is that the Predator's gun?
Yeah, we're watching the Predator come to life before our eyes.
I see the Rastas.
He's a lot Rastas. Shorter than I remember.
I'm pretty
he
sure
looks
that's
like a fucking
Michael
Looney Tune.
For me, yeah, it looks like Martian the Manhunter
yeah,
to me.
Guy. Where's Bugs Bunny?
He's like, oh! How do you do his
hey,
voice?
Will somebody close that door?
Somebody give me a beer first.
Up the sound?
Well, it'll be loud outside.
Give me a beer.
Because the windows are open.
A beer. fuck.
All right, are you ready for another question
yeah, I'm
about
totally
balls?
Ready. Yeah,
Well, did Val answer her ball question?
No, she answered
I guess it's my turn.
She answered that ambient question.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, so it is your turn.
Okay.
Do you want balls again?
I think no.
Okay. Do you want a surgery? Where are you? Pharmacology?
No.
No. OBGYN? Almost anything? Diet and exercise?
Cure
cleanliness?
Almost anything.
Okay. Mm.
No. Yes. Cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
Before godliness.
I think those would be good.
What?
Okay, here we go.
I think I might need a beer too.
Oh. Yeah!
Is there, what is that?
I'm
no,
good.
I don't want
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't want what that. Do you want, Val?
There's a pack of cans that aren't shitty.
Oh, could you give me a glass of
there.
Ice?
No. Oh, yeah, do you want to, you could have a ginger whale.
A ginger
yeah.
whale?
Yeah, would you make me that?
Would you, go ahead and make me a mixed drink.
Do you guys remember the ginger whale from Disney?
No.
No.
I just made it up. That was awkward as fuck when you were like, all right.
Well, this is an important
Val.
Question, Val. Yeah. You ready?
This bunny is like almost as big as Predator.
Yeah, that Predator's not to scale.
Do you guys remember when we saw Predators?
Yeah.
And that guy, what was his name?
Adrian
Brody. Yeah! And he had the muscles and he was all like thin, muscly.
Adrian Brody.
We were in the theater and he comes out and here's what was weird. He was ripped, but it didn't work.
It didn't work
he
at
didn't look
all.
Good. And so he comes out with no shirt on. The whole theater erupted in laughter.
It was uncomfortable.
It was tittering. They were like, no, no, no.
Val, you're a gal. You tell me. What did that look like to you?
What did what look like?
Topless Adrian Brody's, Adrian Brody. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
topless. I wouldn't call a man topless.
I don't really remember it, actually.
Well, thanks for fucking that right up.
Gonna go topless at Waterworld. What do you guys think? All right, Val.
Okay.
I'm a 24-year-old single man with a big date coming up, and I want to make sure I look good in the buff, you know, just in case. With that in mind, should I trim my armpit hair?
I mean...
From Simon, who's in London.
Oh, Simon in London.
Yeah, that, if that changes your answer.
Like, oh, he's in London.
I think maybe if it's, like, unusually long.
Yeah.
But if you just have, like... pretty normal underarm hair, I
yeah.
would say that's not an area you need to be concerned with.
How would you even trim that?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or if they're going on a wrestle date.
When do you...
he's going to get her in a good headlock.
Val, how many wrestle dates have you had? Two?
You know how it is when you're on a first date and you get a girl in a guillotine and you're thinking, I really like this girl. She's really making a good attempt to get back in the position of power.
She, thank you. What she got gal. Me in the half guard, and I was, yeah. I was sold.
Thank you.
Did you wash that glass?
Where,
you're
Nika, you're a real mensch.
Oh, okay. Is that whiskey good enough? Or no, I'll go get.
I'll
some.
I'll be back.
Okay.
I'll make it.
All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's a lot of whiskey to be had.
Mm.
A lot of Val. You have whatever you like.
Disgusting.
All right.
That's what all she right. said.
Nicanor, what
Ayo!
Can you want to... Should we give Alec another balls question, probably?
Can I see this for a second?
Yeah, you want to do it? There's
Peter,
so much to learn.
I know. Peter, how have you been?
I've been great.
Yeah? What's new?
Yeah. Well, you know. This and that.
Yeah?
These and those.
That's some good radio.
You know, vagueness.
This and that?
I did have a nice... So my, I don't know what you call him. One of the bosses from my work was
all
gone
right.
for a couple days.
Supervisor or supervisor no. of a supervisor?
That seems close, didn't it?
Holy
what the
God.
Fuck was that?
That was an ambulance.
Or something. Yeah.
Holy diva. Okay.
So he's gone, and we have this kind of tradition of doing stuff to people's desks.
Okay.
So we couldn't figure out what to do, and then they're remodeling there. Mm-hmm. So they put all the toilets in the storage room. So we just kindly took his chair away and put a toilet in his in place of his chair.
Okay.
And it was so gross. It still had
oh,
water
God.
In it. It was not clean. It's
oh,
like a public
God.
Toilet.
What did he do when he got back?
I showed up the next day. He was sitting on it emailing.
He sat on it?
Yes.
Good for him.
It was so great.
Holy shit, literally.
Yeah.
Wow. All hey. Right.
Do you have a good one?
I think it's pretty funny. Okay. Ozzy did not find it funny, but I think it's pretty
funny. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, indeed.
Dear Dr. Alec.
Okay. Excuse me.
I have an annoying habit of popping the champagne cork before the party gets underway.
Does this mean premature ejaculation? Hi-o! Okay.
I've tried slowing down.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, I knew that.
And or I mentally.
I was like, well, that's not so bad.
Peter's like,
it'll keep.
Who cares?
Val, will you close the door?
Val.
Thank you.
Val. Val!
I've tried slowing down and or mentally retilling the kitchen to take my mind off things during the process.
Retilling?
You don't till a kitchen. That's the first problem right there.
Retiling.
Retiling? Retiling.
I don't know what that means, though.
I think it just means
retiling the kitchen.
It just means taking your mind off of the woman that you're fucking so you don't orgasm early.
But no luck.
It's called retiling?
Mm-hmm.
Retilling, if you're Argentinian, I guess.
Well, I think he's
saying a yard.
He's just trying to think about something else,
right? Like when think about baseball or your grandma,
right?
Oh, because he pops the champagne cork before the party gets underway.
Oh,
that's a euphemism.
Is that white stuff in your freezer?
That's bacon.
What is that white stuff in your freezer, Peter?
It's bacon grease.
Why are you saving it?
Because you can cook with it.
Oh.
Or you can re-season your cast iron with it.
Oh.
It's little Peter's. He's just waiting for the right woman.
Don't put that in the freezer.
So what's happening with this retiling?
Jesus
this
Christ, guy, that was great, Mel. This guy is orgasming early.
The show
early.
Is over.
Peter's done.
He's popping the man champagne before the party gets started.
He's orgasming early.
So he wants some advice.
And he wants to know how to not orgasm early.
Retilling, tiling.
You're telling him
the kitchen doesn't work.
The kitchen floor.
Yep.
So, okay. Dr. Alec.
Oh, no.
Yes, Dr. Nika.
Any advice to not popping the champagne early? You know, white stuff comes up when you pop the
champagne
here.
Wait, back it up. White?
White.
White?
Back it up.
White.
That was uncomfortable. All of us, especially Valerie.
Look at me, Alec.
Do I have...
Look at me, Alec.
Valerie?
Oh.
No, don't.
I'll just give you all these.
White.
Valerie?
Over there.
Valerie.
Alec.
How would you recommend that a man not come early...
This question is for Dr. Alec.
Okay.
Not MD Val.
Valerie MD.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know, beat off 5 times before you fuck her.
That seems excessive.
How many fucking times do you have to do it before you don't come early?
I mean, you could try 7.
One
first. One
or two, maybe?
Oh, okay. 7. Hey, guys, who's the fucking doctor? Me. Thank you. All right, so I would say beat off 5 times.
5?
Val?
5 to 7.
Don't make me say it again. I didn't say 7.
No, I know.
You fucking said 7.
I guess I really like Ozzy's answer.
Yeah,
what's his
he
answer?
Say?
He says, is this code for something? This is Dr. Ozzy you're writing to, not the Archbishop of fucking Canterbury. So for God's sake, spit it out, man. If you mean what I think you mean, why not just get it on with it quicker? It'll give you and the missus more time to do the garden.
Do the garden?
Is
that
what he says.
Analogy or
yeah, I was like, I don't remember gardening.
Well, I guess people, didn't I confess to you that I garden?
I didn't know that you were talking about sex. I'm more uncomfortable now than
no,
I've ever
been. No,
it
doesn't mean, oh, all right. I understand all you, right. Ozzy.
All right.
Fuck
Ozzy,
one.
You
Peter,
and me.
Peter, what do you want? Do you want?
You just pick something.
Trust me.
I mean, I could do anything.
All right.
I'm versatile.
Yowing. Dear Dr. Peter.
Okay.
Whenever I yawn, my eyes water to the point where it looks like I am about to cry.
That happens to me.
How can
you
I
always
stop
cry,
this?
Val?
I know. I cry.
Val?
You cry on command. Val, cry.
From
That's
Greeley.
A boring question. Because doesn't everybody's eyes water when they yawn?
Yes.
So... There you go.
To the point where they're
no.
like, why are you crying?
I'll stop crying.
Is that what happens to you?
Yeah. I'll stop being
oh,
a
I
pussy.
Know. Why are you crying?
Stop
right now?
Crying,
I think
Val.
It's because you are crying.
I am.
Yeah.
I usually am.
You're one
so it's nothing
away.
Like... All right. So, yeah. Peter, can you give Val some advice?
Yeah, stop crying.
All right.
Why does Predator have a bunny?
Quit crying.
Peter. Dear Dr. Peter.
Yeah.
The skin on my penis has cracked due to solo overuse.
Oh. Wow. Wait,
is this normal?
Cracked.
Yes.
No. Dear Dr. Peter. The skin on my penis has cracked due to solo overuse. Is this normal? If so... Dear Dr. Peter, I beat
Solo?
Off. All right. Yeah, solo. If so, how can I make it heal?
Oh.
Anonymous from New York.
Like hobo solo sex. Sobo.
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 Kevin Sobo. Or Sorbo.
Jesus.
Peter. There we go.
I think this is the same guy with the premature ejaculation problem.
Yep.
He took your advice, and now
and
he's
now cracking. His fucking skin is cracking.
Now his thing looks like the thing, and he's in trouble.
Good one. All right, so
how do we fix this, guys? Yep. For Anonymous,
it's severe solo overuse.
Well, I would. I mean,
what constitutes?
This is
severe?
Kind of a silly question because it's sort of like saying, whenever I floor my car, the tires spin out, and it's like. But when I drive normal, it's fine.
I know, it is pretty great. I masturbate 20 times a day. It hurts. Is this normal?
I feel like he wants me to tell him something that's
I
like,
just feel like...
Continue masturbating. However, you know, use, Johnson & Johnson. They'll fix it right up.
That looks like Predator.
I want everybody to know we need to explain that Val has made a Predator with pink... dreadlocks, but more importantly,
purple.
a blue bunny. I'm sorry.
Colorblind?
Fuck you. There's a pink, a purple, but then more importantly, there's a blue bunny right next to him.
I mean, I'll take it. This will be a picture. It'll be up on the with the show tomorrow.
What
so
is,
everyone can see.
What's the blue bunny doing?
Somebody said something about Bugs Bunny and... Then
I don't think so.
Drew that.
No.
Listen to
You're
the tape.
You're having your whole own show over here, I think.
The tape.
Rewind.
Let's go to the tape.
What's the next question?
Yeah.
Nika.
I think that, sorry to help
Anonymous
in New York, I think that he's using the wrong kind of lotion.
I bet he's not using any. Maybe any, that's the problem.
Yeah. Ask Peter the next
you
question.
Dumb,
he's
use lotion.
Using a steel glove. Gross. Yeah.
It's Peter?
Yeah.
Dear Dr. Peter, I've been told that the best way to prevent unpleasant odor in your private areas is to avoid using soap.
Oh, I already read this one.
Only water. This sounds a bit counterintuitive to me. Could it be true?
I mean...
Tyler is the name, by the way.
So he... Oh, so it's a dude.
Well, we don't know. Tyler could also be a girl.
Yeah, it could be a girl. So the best way to avoid odor is to use soap?
Mm-mm.
To not use soap.
Not use soap.
Why? Here's what I'm guessing.
This is weird. What the fuck are you doing?
Sorry.
You're all tangled up over there.
No, it's good.
You're a mess.
No, it's not good.
It's good. Keep going, Peter.
To say it's good, then it'll be good.
It's good.
No, that's ridiculous. I would guess, here's what I think's going on. Maybe this fella's not drying himself thoroughly.
Oh.
The drying is the key.
Got a little fungi growing down there.
Well, or just, I don't know. I don't think the answer is less washing if you smell. I don't think that's really a good solution. You're like, this smells.
It is a bit counterintuitive, isn't it?
I did have, okay, so you know how sometimes you have a watch and it'll start to smell after a while,
yeah,
the band?
Yes.
So I looked up some solutions for that so you could try some of those.
Was it get a new watch?
You get baking soda and water. Mix that together, 1/3 baking soda, 2/3 water.
Okay.
Apply that to the watch, soak it. That worked.
Did it work?
So,
oh, you did it.
Yeah. So he could do that and dip
like
his
with your clothes
sack
and stuff
in there and with my clothes.
Is that what you put in the washing machine?
No. I just put my watch in there.
And your sack apparently.
You just teabagged.
But Tyler,
you teabag water and baking soda.
Just do that. I mean, you only have to do it for like 10 minutes.
Val,
how
I've
does
got a question for a lady.
I mean, I
do
don't...
sacks have a distinct smell?
Saxophone.
Yeah, let's not be crude. Let's not be crass.
I don't think so. No.
Do you, So you don't smell them before?
No. To be honest, I have a really bad sense of smell, so that's kind of a good thing, I think.
I don't know. Maybe they smell wonderful.
That's true.
Maybe it's the best fucking smell you ever smelled in your life. Be like, honey, I'm just going to lay here for a while. I just want to smell this awesome pair of balls. It is. Can we encapsulate this and fucking sell it?
I think it's ballsy, mostly like a supreme pizza. It's been out
with
on
pepperoni
the shelf.
And onions.
Yeah,
we just had pizza
with sausage and onions.
We just had pizza.
We can't.
You ruined it for Val.
It smelled like the best balls in the world.
It smelled. Like
oh,
onion.
This is a good one.
Okay,
this is a sanitation one. Are you ready? Dear everyone, my husband has bought a quote hot tub and put it in our back garden.
Why is it in quotes? Because it's not really a hot tub, it's cold.
I don't know.
Why the fuck is it in quotes?
I refuse to get in it because I've heard horror stories about the water becoming a breeding ground for germs. He says I'm worrying too much and spends half of the weekend in there. What's your opinion?
Wow.
Bye. From Betty.
My opinion is that he spends too much time in the hot tub.
Yeah, but just tell Betty that the
that's
fucking...
That's a lot. Valerie, am I right?
He kills germs.
8 hours a day.
You're a gal. You're a girl.
Is that too much time in the hot tub?
For a girl.
Hey, is there such a thing as too much time in a hot tub?
I'm saying if you had a man and he was like, get in the hot tub with me, and then he spent all of Saturday in the hot tub.
She would smell the ball sacks first.
I don't think that's a good idea. Depending on the smell. Too long to be in the hot tub.
Why? Okay, Val, let me...
Because it's too hot.
Let me ask it this way.
You can regulate that. You know that, right? You can turn it less hot.
Val, let me ask you. You could die.
Just too hot.
Let me ask you this way.
It's winter time, Val. It's not too hot.
It is. You get all like fevery.
It's 150 degrees. You cook.
I hate
you
that feeling.
Cook in the hot tub.
No, Val's right. You feel like you're dying.
Okay, Val.
Your brain melts.
You know you're not supposed to put your head under the
Val,
water, right?
Preach it.
Maybe he runs cold.
Val's right.
Now let me ask you this way, okay?
Have you guys ever heard pregnant ladies aren't supposed to be in
I
hot
have.
Tubs? Is that
no,
a real
they're
thing?
Supposed to. It's so if you miss the pill. You go in the fucking hot tub and kill the baby.
I don't know if that would do it.
There's only one way
just
to find
get
out.
Kind of a like.
Val's right.
Baby.
She Let knows. Me ask you this
Maybe
way, Val.
A warm baby.
Okay. You meet a man, and you're hanging out with him.
Hypothetically.
At his house, and he has a hot tub.
All right.
So you're there on a Saturday, and he's like, "I'm gonna go get in the hot tub," and you're like, "Cool, I'm gonna go do some stuff."
Yeah,
but I'll be back later for dinner.
Yeah, I'd be like, cool, if you want to do that, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I got some stuff to do today.
I'm just gonna,
I got to go to work.
Yeah. What time
I'll
is
be
it?
Back.
Like 4?
It's like
3?
9 a.m.
Yeah. Oh,
it's early.
Now
it's
you
early
come home. You come home at 6.
Yep. Okay.
Still in the hot tub. And you're like, were you there all day? And he says, oh, yeah, just been in the hot tub. What do you say? What do you
say?
I say,
aren't you bored?
Like, do you ask him why he's so pruny?
No, I say, what have you been doing in the hot tub all day? That sounds boring.
What does he say?
What does he say?
Probably says something like, I'm just hanging out. It's nice.
He's like, why don't you join me?
Let's do this. Yeah.
I don't think it's even about that.
No.
Val, you're Val. Alec, you're hot tub man.
Oh, God. Why can't I be Val?
Okay, you right, be Val.
You be
okay,
Val.
I'm Val.
You be hot tub man. Okay, right. So Val,
Valerie,
you come home from work.
That's inappropriate. Okay,
so you just got home from work and this you found funny. Val's been in the hot tub for 8 hours.
Why would Valerie? I mean, hot tub guy.
Do you want a name?
Yeah, what do you
What's
want?
A hot tub
yeah,
guy's name.
Val. I'm serious.
Brett.
Brett. Why have you been in the hot tub for 8 hours?
Just I'm relaxing. I had a tough week at work.
But
I've got a lot of.
That's weird. Why have you been in the hot tub for 8 hours?
Just relaxing.
Why didn't you get out?
Well, I did to like get this beer.
Brett, I
just got home from work and I feel like you've been in the hot tub all day.
You've been
well. That's because I have.
Yeah, but Don't you have a job?
Being in this hot tub.
That's your job. And scene.
Okay, that was fun.
Wow,
that
guys.
Was fun.
That is my job.
We could probably like be in a play or something.
I know.
What
I know.
Do you think?
I've been pretty good.
Yeah, do you guys take improv classes or something?
I just know Val pretty well. Like no, Val's pretty good. So
do you
no.
guys want to do Val impressions on the show?
Oh my god.
Val hates that.
Peter. I don't want to do Val impressions.
We don't want to make her cry.
Nika.
Nicanor's the one who made her cry last time.
Please don't.
I will not.
Wait, you made her fucking cry?
Yeah. Yes.
On
you
my
missed
birthday.
Out on
her birthday.
What the shit?
Weren't you there?
I don't know. It might have been drunk.
It was at the pitcher.
Yeah.
Pitcher.
Oh my god, I was on another table.
Do you
guys.
Wanna do do you Alec was not a present
guys,
for your
okay,
presentation of my impression?
Val.
Your
please.
Impression of me, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh Val, do Peter. Val, do Peter.
I would rather not.
Val. Do Peter.
I can't remember.
The impression of
I
Peter.
Think I think
I think you talked about Wendy's.
God damn it, Valerie. Oh, did she talk about the Baconator? I like the
double
Baconator,
stack.
But it makes me poop. That's you.
That's me?
Yeah. You're always bitching about
but
the fucking Baconator.
But he always speaks more
no,
lively
Peter
than
say
it.
Poop.
It's the, isn't yeah. it the, is the...
Does Peter say poop?
It's not the Baconator. It's the double stack.
Yeah, double stack.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Do yours.
Valerie, do it. Apparently, you do it. Yours is better.
She does a good Peter.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
I do my Peter. It just doesn't reflect
yeah, go
well.
Go ahead and do yours.
It doesn't reflect
Nika,
well in the radio.
Do your
like
Peter.
Very visual.
We'll narrate it.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Go
okay.
ahead.
Too much pressure.
I know.
I'm
hard.
Pulling a vowel right now.
Peter. Yeah. Peter,
guys,
you do Nika.
It's too much pressure, guys.
No, no. Do Nika.
Okay.
Okay, Peter's doing Nika.
Let me think about this,
this
for a
awesome.
Second.
This is awesome. This is going to be good. I'm excited about this.
This is crazy.
I'm eating a piece of beef jerky. So, could you put this like in a sandwich?
Did you ask
that? This is the first time I ever eaten beef jerky. I didn't know you just ate it out of the bag like that. That
so
was a
like
week of first,
all this
guys.
Time,
that was
when you're at like the gas station and you see the bags of beef jerky, you're like, oh, that's just some lunch meat.
There's like beef, yeah, dried.
Where's it was
bread?
Like turkey.
Have you guys
beef
never
jerky?
Eaten prosciutto?
Uh
huh. It's prosciutto. Like fucking ham that's packed with it's like raw ham cured yeah. and.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very salty. And then there's yeah. like these sausages that are all fucking
that's
dried.
That's true.
Out.
Uh-huh.
You just eat them.
It's like, what the fuck? And Katie looked at me like I was a fucking stranger
you
from
are.
Russia. I was
like, here's
like
the thing. That week, okay. We're driving to the gun range.
Oh.
And Nicanor's eating an egg McMuffin. Well, we had these breakfast sandwiches assorted from McDonald's. And he's like, what's in an egg McMuffin?
Shit.
Never had one before.
Yeah, never had an egg McMuffin.
It gives you the shits.
Then, never shot a gun, and he shot some guns. Then on the way back, it was beef jerky.
Never had beef jerky.
It's a big day.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Jesus Christ, Nika.
That was like the...
You became an American,
right?
That's, yeah.
I'm
that's
fucking proud of you.
Yeah.
Did you seriously?
Yeah.
Look
like,
at
this
you.
Is a very American
you're
day
you're a fucking
you.
Citizen.
We shot guns.
God damn.
Yeah, we did like that, too.
You had, a horrible, shitty American food. You shot guns two-handed like John Woo.
Yeah.
Who's
made
actually...
made me shoot Watson, too.
You shot your dog?
We had these...
What the fuck?
I
okay, Elias brought these targets, and they were, you know, zombified people, and
okay.
he'd be like, here's the scenario.
All right.
But there was one that was a zombified dog, and he was
it
like...
Said
and it said Watson at the
Jesus
top.
Christ!
And he's like,
he wasn't my dog anymore.
Zombie.
Did you fall to your knees and weep?
No, I killed him with pride.
You fucking shot your dog?
If I would have had a chain, I would have fucking chained him. But it between him or me.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, he sleeps upside down.
You
he
are
licks
American.
His dick.
Listen.
So you fucking shoot him in the
listen,
face.
Listen, that dick-licking upside down dog.
You know, it was pretty clear that it was a zombie dog, right?
He was super zombified.
So
you could
I
see
showed,
his brain.
I all showed right. somebody at work that, and yeah. they looked at me and was like, well, next time, instead of aiming at their head, you might want to aim at their heart, and you'll kill them faster. And
they're
I looked
wrong.
At them.
They're fucking wrong. It's a
I
zombie.
I looked at them, and I said, you are so not going to survive the zombie apocalypse.
I'm proud of you. I'm fucking proud of
you're
you.
You're shooting them at the chest, and you're like, why aren't you dying?
God. Wow. Dumb, dumb.
What the fuck?
What
Nika,
dumb, dumb.
I'm proud of you. Yeah. Val?
I it was a good them. Day.
Who have you shot in the head? As a zombie.
No one.
No one.
Well.
Awkward.
But yeah, that was yeah. the day I became an American. Wow. No fucking citizenship is going to make me an American as much as that day. And yeah. that was
shooting
all...
your dog in the head because he's a zombie.
And
makes...
eating an Egg McMuffin and beef jerky. And that was yeah. provided by not Joe Smith, but no. Elias Flores.
Yeah.
How many times did
former
you poop
Mexican.
That day?
Former Mexican. Once. I don't do the whole I'll eat something and then I get explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, well, lucky you. Let's not talk about that, you fucking asshole.
You brought so it was... up.
Yeah, shut up.
Do you need to go to the bathroom? Because
boom,
we can
take that, Val.
Yeah. How's that feel?
You brought it up.
Mm.
Yeah, shut up.
Burn. Okay?
All right.
Not all of us can eat without pooping.
Wow. Truer words never said.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
That's some of the best.
Just to the bathroom. Go? Not for good.
You are going to the bathroom.
I've gotta pee.
Okay.
It's called diarrhea, guys. Pee from the butt.
I was insulted earlier when you were all talking about my noises.
Uh-huh.
It was all sound and fury.
No, it wasn't insulting. Okay. We were appreciating that while in the bathroom you were still contributing to the show.
I was not appreciating that. I was actually wishing you would shut the
door. Don't listen. Val was very appreciative.
I know. And I yelled out, the door is shut. It hurt my feelings. It was. All right. Let's do another one.
Apparently it's not a very good door. All right. What do we got here? Oh, that was the one we just did about unpleasant odor. Hmm. Dear Dr. Alec, if I open my mouth in a certain way, I can fire saliva like it's a water pistol.
Oh, skeeching.
What should I do?
Don't fucking do it. Nicky all right, Moore. You know what you should fucking do? Not fucking do it. Don't fucking skeech on me or I'll punch you in the mouth. Boom. All right, listen. Don't. You
okay,
fucking
let's
asshole.
Let's do a different one.
All right.
There was one in here that I thought was perfect for
what,
you.
Are you going to do it?
He's going to do it to Val.
I have TMJ.
He can get
I can't
you.
Do it.
What's PMJ?
PB&J.
Post-menstrual spitting.
Val has adorable teeth.
I...
Val has a teeth condition that's adorable.
Teeth condition.
She does.
You. I think they're awkward.
I no, like them.
Nice.
I think Peter likes them too.
Yeah. I told you
what
that.
What do you think, Nick?
Yeah, I've told you that too in the past.
Yeah, what do you think of Val's
yeah.
teeth?
How do you feel?
Smile.
Nikeward.
Smile, Nikeward? God damn it.
What they're, is Nikeward?
A little crooked and there's some gaps.
I only have one
and
middle
I've,
tooth.
I've got a dent because I got punched in
you
the
got
face.
Punched?
Yeah.
Baby,
by
you
who?
Fucking deserved
it's
it.
It's a basketball game.
I mean, what?
Why? Yeah. Wait, you're playing some street ball? Hoops?
Yeah.
Was it for money? Epic snorting right there.
That's because I felt bad about asking her if she deserved it.
Were you trying to hustle basketball. A black girl?
Were you wearing a white
you got hustled.
Were you wearing a white t-shirt with a mesh tank top?
Do you not know that white girls can't jump?
Oh, no. I'm really good at basketball.
Uh-huh.
Were you Woody Harrelson?
We all know that. That's a given.
I think you will
or Rosie
that.
Perez.
Yeah, I think that's pretty...
Is that what you do when you
I
hit the
that's a pretty clear.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah, I want to be on the Jeopardy show.
We do nice. Know you're good at Chuck E. Cheese basketball.
You kicked my ass
yeah,
every time.
Yeah, I'm
that's
really
true.
Good.
Okay, here's a good one.
Okay.
Dear right. Alec, if I'm standing next to another man at a public urinal, I can't pee.
Oh, me too, buddy.
Even if I'm desperate to go.
It's called shy bladder syndrome. Just go into the fucking.
I once
question.
Queued up for 20 minutes at a rock concert to use the loo.
20 fucking minutes?
And then had to walk away.
At a rock concert.
Because I was wedged There's between lines. Two big blokes.
You bloody bloke.
All right. I've never known any of my friends to have the same problem. What's wrong with me?
Dude, buddy, relax. We yeah. can't all go shoulder to shoulder. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
So even... You can't do that ever?
Just
no.
find a fucking
no.
stall.
Like, even if you really have to pee.
Listen, Val.
Yeah, could you pee your pants standing next to somebody?
No, god damn it. Do you want to?
Yes.
Do you want to shut your mouth and listen?
He can. He did it 2 years ago in the raft trip.
I can't go. Listen.
You
jumped in the river.
You have to.
You looked in my eyes and you peed and you licked your lips.
That's not. Yeah. You.
You know what?
Everybody here looked in my eyes while they peed. Every single one of you.
I was peeing in your mouth.
We've all been there.
I mean,
you probably got some pee in your mouth because, you know, you're in the water and no. Somebody else is in the water.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, if I pee in the water and then you jump into the water.
You drink.
Directly into your piss?
You never know.
You disgust me.
There's just pee everywhere in that water.
Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, yeah, we've all been rafting. Everybody here has jumped in the river. With the excuse that they had to go to the bathroom, and you all fucking look at me when you're peeing.
No.
It all happened. It happened?
No. I stand on the shore and pee into the river.
Listen, I stood on the goddamn pier and peed. Listen, everybody.
Oh, in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was getting real.
It was pretty great. I'm serious. All you have to do is go in the urinal. All you have to do is
go in the stall, you mean, right?
It could be a bush.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you, Val. I'm glad that, yes, all you have to do is go in the stall.
Are there some male bathrooms that don't have stalls?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Pretty rare.
I just pee outside.
Holes
in the ground, or you just pee against
the
wall?
But what if somebody sees you peeing outside?
I don't care.
That's less of a fear than just standing right next to somebody.
I can't go shoulder to shoulder. I cannot pee next to a man.
Yeah.
If Nika's
what if you were back to back?
You know, that's
spinning.
If I ever have a restaurant, I'm going to make the bathroom so that people have to stand back to back.
You know what? I've never had to pee back to back. I don't know. I would assume I probably wouldn't be able to do it, but maybe it would be easier. But
have you guys ever been somewhere where it's just like that big bowl in the middle?
Yes.
And you just stand around
awful.
It? No, is that like the worst games. Thing?
That's a sink.
It's like this.
That's yeah, I know what a circle
Val,
is.
Val, tell Peter where I want to pee.
I don't know.
Val, you asked me
if I
pee in the sink.
To this?
You asked me if I pee in the sink.
I was talking to Alec about peeing in the sink, and he said he would rather pee in the tub.
In the tub?
So I guess that's what's happening.
Okay, well, Val, what you're drawing right now is a circle.
With the bunny,
and everyone's
like
standing around the perimeter peeing into the center. And I've made this mistake.
You've peed with a group of people all peeing.
No,
in the
here's what happened. I went to a baseball game.
It's the pee clock.
I need yellow.
There's a circle like that. You do not need yellow. We get it.
I do for the pee.
I walked in and there was a big circle. And I was like, this is a very strange thing because the way you've got this situation set up, you've got a guy at, you know, 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Oh,
so you'd basically
shit.
Be staring someone down.
So you need to like...
No.
Put a wall.
This is
a sink. I'm still really confused.
Is what
how,
I learned. Because I peed and then looked for the sink and I was like, oh, that was the sink.
Were other people peeing in the sink too?
No.
How old were you when you did this?
I don't know, 15?
I mean, sinks are pretty fucking high.
It was pretty high. It was uncomfortable.
So did you tippy-toe?
I don't remember. And there's a bar on the floor and you would step on it and that's what made the water come out of this little post in the center.
So the sink was just basically a 360.
A circle, yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you would stand around, and I was peeing, thinking, that would be so strange if this was full.
Did you not inspect...
be seeing a lineup.
Did you not, like, walk around the bathroom before?
No, it was the first thing I saw, and I was like, all right. Well, when you're at a stadium, you never know.
What
sometimes
stadium
it's a trough,
this?
Sometimes it's a urinal, sometimes...
What stadium was it?
God knows.
Can we not email the stadium and ask them if they still have the 360
I still have that 360 urinal? Because that thing was pretty great.
That's funny.
Well, I think we did it here, guys. What do you think?
Did what?
The show.
I think we, 4 minutes in, she still has like another minute.
Yeah, you really lasted a lot longer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, do you guys have any final words of wisdom?
It always seems to go
for
by
the ill?
So fast.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, I'm like, really?
We're I bet done? It takes a lot longer to listen to.
I haven't skeeched at Alec yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Next time.
You'll get him. You'll get him. All right, guys. Thanks for coming. Val? Thank you for sticking around.
Yeah.
Nicanor?
Yeah.
See.
I knew you'd stay.
Yeah.
But still, thanks for sticking around.
Hi.
Says Katie.
Hi to Katie. She'll be back
Hi,
soon.
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
She still needs to do her client story show.
Yeah. Hey, we're all saying goodbye. Do you want to say goodbye?
Yeah,
we're done. Yeah.
Jesus, God.
I know.
Wow.
God is not holy.
Do you have any final things?
Fuck off.
Okay.
That's insane. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done, man. We did it.
It was 3 minutes and 57 seconds. Because Val is still here.